This is Joanna Schrader with Domestic Fuel, and I'm here with Will Thurmond, who is the author of Algae 2020. Will, how are you?
I'm doing great today, Joanna. Thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Well, Will, exciting news. You know, a year or two ago, you released Algae 2020 Volume 1. A lot has happened in the last 2 years, and this morning, actually, you have released Algae 2020 Volume 2.
Yes, that's right. It's an update to the first study, which was from June 2009, and it focuses on winners and losers in the algae space and which companies will and projects are going to be able to scale up to commercialization. So the primary focus of the new update, Volume 2, is commercialization and how do we get there and which companies will be the winners and losers in the algae space. In the short term and in the long term.
So, Will, you know, what's unusual about your study is that you not only interviewed hundreds of CEOs and researchers and key players, but you visited in person 30, you know, research institution companies, et cetera. So can you expand a little bit on what you learned by doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. I went out and visited 30 different algae-related companies, which includes universities, research labs, public-private partnerships, collaboratives, and especially the big companies that are funded. Sapphire, Solazyme, Solix, Origin Oil. There were many, many different companies that we went and visited. And so I did my research the old-fashioned way, which very, very few companies do anymore, which is you go on site and you visit and you kick the tires and you say, I understand you're producing algae and you have a pilot project. Show me. And then I took pictures and I did interviews and I published that in Algae 2020.
So, well, you found, you know, an immense amount of information that, you know, obviously people need to purchase the report to be able to have access to. You did discover, you know, three top line strategies that algae companies are engaging in that you feel will determine whether they're going to win or lose in coming to market at a commercial scale. So what are those, you know, three top line strategies that these winning algae companies are taking?
Okay, well, the first two strategies relate to private companies that are receiving funding. And the first strategy for algae winners that are receiving funding and that are starting to scale up from the laboratory into pilot projects and into bigger demonstration projects is that they're focusing on diversifying their fuels beyond just algae for biodiesel. They're focusing on algae for ethanol, algae for biobutanol, algae for drop-in replacement fuels like renewable diesel, biojet fuel, and biobutanol. So that's the first trend, is that the long-term players that have received investment received it because they're able to diversify and they're not just focusing on the biodiesel market exclusively. They're able to deliver to the military, deliver to oil and gas companies that want to blend drop-in fuels into their existing infrastructure. And the military, too, they want to use. They don't want to get a whole new fleet of planes and B-52 bombers and jeeps. They want to use drop-in fuels. So algae as an oil for refining and the drop-in fuels is fuels.
Great. So then what's one of the second strategy that you found?
The second strategy I found is that there are going to be short-term winners and losers in the algae space. And the short-term winners are focusing on diversifying their product portfolios. A lot of them have not received finance, or they've only received a little bit of finance. So they can't scale up for biofuels yet. And they have to look at things like selling into animal feed markets and fish food markets, selling things like personal care products, nutritional products, omega-3, omega-6, DHA oils, like a fish oil equivalent, heart-healthy oils, and also cosmetics. You can use the oil for things like oil of Olay, which costs somewhere around $400 a gallon. So a lot of these, in the short term, I think these algae companies are going to go after the high-value products. Those are the ones that are being funded. And it's just producing very expensive oils and consumer products and livestock feed additives today. And so those are the short-term winners that are receiving funding and generating revenue now, so they can scale up to biofuels next. That's a good strategy for a startup company that wants to generate revenues and keep its employees paid and stay alive. But I think it's a short-sighted strategy because it's a short-term strategy. Eventually, these very small markets for pharmaceuticals, biochemicals, consumer products be saturated very quickly. So that's why I think there will be short-term winners. It's a good strategy in the short term for companies to generate revenues and cash flow until they get finance and they can scale up to the biofuel scale.
Right. Now, what did you find for your third strategy?
Well, the third strategy focuses on nonprofit organizations and also public-private partnerships between governments, industry, and research labs and universities. And what I'm finding is the nonprofit entities and public-private partnerships that are receiving funding are generally a cluster of academia, of government, of some of the big algae players, and therefore collaboration between all three. It helps to have the industry, to have the government, to have the researchers, the technologists all working together. That's what we learned in the first version of the study, that there weren't that many of those public-private partnerships and collaboratives out there. Now we see a lot more of those, such as the NAABB, which received over $40 million to get a collaborative together. And we're also seeing other algae collaboratives form, such as the Algae Park in Europe, and there's an algae biofuels collaborative at Arizona State University. So these are the ones I think are going to be winners because it's not just a university doing the research. It's universities and governments and industry working together. Those are the ones I think that are going to be the winners in the long term. And if it's simply one university doing the research, they're going to be caught in their silo. They're not going to have the benefit of outside private companies, patient from outside technologists and otherwise.
So, well, without giving it all away, you know, what major conclusion do you want to leave the industry with in regards to your report?
The Algae 2020 study shows you what it looks like inside these billion-dollar operations and $100 million operations such as Sapphire, Solazyme, Martech, Solix, and other companies. It gives you an insider's look at what does a funded operation look like, and what do these collaborative public-private partnerships look like on the inside, and what do these photobioreactors and ponds and fermentation systems look like? A lot of companies don't really understand what that is. So Algae 2020 gives you an insider's view on the winners and the funded companies and universities and public-private partnerships that are leading today. And it gives an outlook and forecasts for what will be successful in the short term and which ones will be the winners in the long term.
So, well, basically, you know, for these companies who are struggling with funding, you know, reading this report should give them strategies that could potentially help turn their company around.
Yes, absolutely. Back in 2007, a lot of companies started getting into algae for biodiesel. What they discovered is it's harder to do than they thought. And they need to scale up their operations to get the cost down. So what I discovered by visiting these companies is that they were promoting biodiesel in the front, and they were starting to sell these very high-value products in the back. Some of the winning companies are. And I asked them, why are you doing this? And they explained, well, we need to generate cash flow to keep our operations going and to pay our people. And until we get financed, this is what we're going to do. And it wasn't until I went out and visited 30 different sites that I figured that out. No one will tell you that publicly. Very few of them will. Solazyme did that 2 years ago. And they said, we're going to diversify beyond biofuels. And look at the attention they've received. And Martech is diversified beyond nutritional products. They're getting into biofuels now. And they were just paid $1 billion in cash by a European company, their Solazyme's biggest competitor. So this is a survival strategy, I think, for companies that started in algae for biodiesel back in 2007, 2008. And it's been a very difficult last 2 years in 2009, 2010 for companies to receive funding. And those that have received the funding are the ones that are able to demonstrate, number one, that their project works, number two, they can produce something, and number three, that they have revenues. And if you can do those three things, then investors will show up, and you can demonstrate that you're producing algae and that you're producing revenues. And that's very, very important to investors, and that's why, in the short term, today, those companies are the ones that are getting funded. And it's very important for struggling enterprises or enterprises that have great technologies but are not able to receive finance to diversify their portfolio of products and to start looking at where can they start generating revenues today. That is a critical strategy for the underfunded companies to stay alive, to stay in business, and that's outlined in great detail in the Algae 2020 study.
Great. So, Will, where can people go to get your study, to purchase your study?
They can go to our website. It's Emerging Markets Online. That's www.emerging-markets.com. And you'll see the algae study on the front page with a order form. Or they can also call me directly at 713-429-4905.
Great. Thanks for spending time with us.
Great. Thank you.